Tanzania is certainly the only country in Africa, maybe in the world, where when you participate in an election, after the election, if you are not satisfied with the result of the election, you have nowhere to go. There is no possibility for a Tanzanian to go to court in Tanzania and to contest presidential election. And we found that really terrible for a country that is seen as a leader in terms of dispensation of democracy and so and so. So that's the reason we supported one of the candidates to go to the African court and to get from the court a decision saying that in any election in Africa, the person who has lost the election has the right to go to court and to give the court the information, the evidence that allow him or her to say that maybe she has won the election or she doesn't accept the result of the election. In addition to that, this particular election took place in a very, very peculiar context. There was an attack on civil society organization, an attack on bloggers, an attack on any person who just wanted to participate in the conversation around the election.
So what do you want overall to come out of this case? I mean, what are you demanding?
We are demanding to the court to really say how elections should be organized and what are the rights that are enshrined in the charter and that can be used for somebody who has lost the election and think that the election were not organized properly and who think that also the way the election were conducted were not free and fair. Because under the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, everybody has the right to participate in the government of his or her country. So we want the African court to tell us what are the conditions, the minimum condition that is accepted in a country to have free, fair and transparent election.
You're saying that the court should direct the Tanzanian government to investigate and bring to account all persons found to be responsible for violating the rights of the opposition. Is this realistic? Because, as you know, the court is based in Tanzania. And besides, African governments have a very poor record of respecting the decisions of regional courts.
Well, that's true. I agree with you. But when you do this kind of litigation, in our language as a lawyer, we call it strategic litigation. These are the kind of cases when you take them before this regional court. And when a good decision is taken, it's for the whole continent. It's not only for Tanzania, it's for the whole continent. If a decision is taken that free and fair election include the possibility of any person who participated in election to go to court, to national court, and to contest those elections, it's a victory for democracy on the continent.